Well, there's a lot to see in Washington, D.C., and a lot of history and a lot of emotions. But anyhow, we left out of Columbia, like I say, about 2 o'clock on the morning, took some buses down to the airport, and we had a charter flight on Southwest to Reagan International in Washington. And it was thing I couldn't get over, like going through the airport in St. Louis, very emotional that people hollering at you and congratulating you. And same way then when you got to Reagan, and even the TSA was good to get along with. They just let us right on through and everything. So, and then after we got to Washington, we went to let's see, first place we went to the changing the guard at Arlington, and you talk about something special. And anyhow, they of course, it's been the summer season and lots of people there and lots of groups and so on and so forth. But the when the honor flight is there, they do a special tribute. The sergeant of the guard, when they change sentries, they give a little scuff to the honor flight, and very emotional. And so anyhow, then after that, we went to the Marine Memorial, and let's see, I'm trying to think. It's hard to keep track of what all we did do because we saw so many things. But we ended up at the wall, I mean the Vietnam Wall and the Korean Memorial, and it's very touching. And of course, at the wall was what so many of us wanted to see that hadn't been there. I had been on an honor flight 11 years ago when I was a guardian with my dad and another man. And that particular day, I really didn't get to go to the wall or anything because it was raining and my dad didn't care anything about getting wet. So anyhow, took him back to the bus and I really didn't get to go to the wall. But yesterday, most everybody did, and we had people's names on the wall that we wanted to look up, that we had some classmates and friends and everything that their name was on the wall. Mike Latterly, he was in our class, and we made sure we looked him up and took a picture. And Rodney Griffin and Jim Cahal and I think Claire Westlake. These were some people that was in our class or friends and everything. And so it was very emotional. And then when we went to the Air Force, I'm not going to say museum. It's a new monument and everything there. And we had a box lunch there, and you could really oversee Washington from there, and you could see right where the plane come in and hit the Pentagon. And it was, I guess, where this memorial is right where the plane went over that hit it. And it was, so it was quite a sight. And so then we head home and go through the airport there at Reagan, and there again, very emotional that everybody stops and claps, and kids were carrying signs. It was really something. And anyhow, like I say, TSA just let us right on through. We got on the plane and headed home, and caught some buses in St. Louis off our charter flight. Excuse me. And come on down. And then from there, it really got emotional. Kingdom City, that from there to the Marriott on 63 in Columbia, the whole road was blocked off. And I think there was something like 350 motorcycles that jumped us there at Kingdom City. And anyhow, they had the whole 70 blocked off. And when the highway patrol was leading the charge, and then the motorcycles passed by, and then every time you went by an intersection, more highway patrol joined you, and so they escorted you all the way to the Marriott on 63, and anyhow, roads are blocked there, and so on and so forth. It was quite an experience.
What time did you get back?
We got back about 10 o'clock.
And last night?
Right, about 10:15. And then when everybody come off the buses, they introduced everybody, and you had the big, big crowds there, family and friends and so on and so forth. And you did talk to new folks. There was one interesting story. I heard a guy talking about, I think he was from Winfield, Missouri, that said he was on this... on this hill in Vietnam, and they got in this fight and so on and so forth, and he said, then he got to talking to this guy, and he said, well, I was on the same hill, and lived 30 miles away, and so they've become instant friends now, and I thought it was very emotional, but anyhow, I went with some people from Mexico that I knew, Don Silver and me, we pretty well hung together, and there was Mike Bosler and Gary Barnes, let's say Mike Stegman, Leroy Brinker, and there was two or three others that I just can't right now think of their names, but there was several people from this area that went, and I would say that if you've never been, you need to go, that it's free, and you know, that strikes a good beat with a lot of people. There's a lot of people don't think they qualify to go, and that's just not true. That you didn't have to be a hero. There was officers and there was enlisted people, and if you were in the service, you didn't have to be in Vietnam, or you didn't have to be. There was four or five Korean veterans on this flight, as well as I think eight or nine women that were in the service. And so you didn't have to be in a war zone or anything, as long as you were in the service in that era. And this is the most coordinated operation you'll ever be involved in. You can't believe the behind the scenes work that they do and they coordinate, and it's just fantastic. And like I say, right now they have raised so much money the last couple of years because they couldn't go. And so they're almost begging people to go. Let's go. I've got the money. Let's do it, you know. And I think there's they said 129 of these honor flights throughout the country. But this one here is one of the biggest, one of the best. And they really, really have it coordinated. I mean, down to the minute. And this was the 63rd flight out of Columbia. So they really know what they're doing. And you can't believe all the volunteers behind the scenes. And it's just, you know, of course, so many of them went with us. And you had a guardian for every two or three people. And you had people pushing wheelchairs and passing out snacks and making sure you got on and off the bus okay. And it was, every time you stopped, you know, they did a roll call to make sure you were there. Then on the way home, they passed out mail, and wow, very, very emotional, and as a matter of fact, I finished reading letters and things this morning by myself at home, you know, it's very emotional.